Hello, in this video we're going to talk about a very exciting lesson. We're going to talk about how to create your race plan. Right now we are just in the beginning of race season, so races are happening, just about to happen. So in the next couple of weeks we're going to have lots of races happening. And a question I often get is, okay Todd, I'm going into a race, now what should I do? And what I'm going to do is I suggest a lot of you guys to do is to create a race plan for each of your race. Now that may seem like a lot of things to do, but once you get to the habit of doing it, it will help you prepare for each race so you'll know what to do. And a little bit of planning can go a long way. Now I do have a sample race plan that I'm going to go over. I'm going to show you how you can do it. Now this race plan is the one that I use for Hawaii 70.3. You can see that at the top here I have a goal time, pacing goal. Let's start again. At the top of this plan you can see that I have a goal time, pacing goal, nutritional goal, and a mental focus. And these are going to be the headers for each of these titles on the side. So for breakfast, for example, obviously no goal time or pacing goal, but the nutritional goal is I'm going to have orange juice, bagel, water, eggs, 2 to 3 hours before the start. My mental focus, so what am I thinking? So in this category here, the mental focus, I want you to put in things that you're going to be thinking about during that particular phase of the race. So right now we're thinking about the breakfast phase. So when you wake up and you eat, what are the things that you're going to be thinking about? Well, for me, I want to go over the things I will need for my race. I'm going to listen to some music to calm myself. Calming music, not crazy high beat music, but calming music. And I'm going to remind myself, what are the goals for today? I'm just going to enjoy the morning. So don't stress too much. Now let's move on to the next phase, which is pre-race. No goal time, no pacing goal, nutritional goal. My nutritional goal is, I'm not going to be taking any solid foods, but I'm going to continue to drink water until 20 minutes before the start. And what I'm doing here is just sipping the water. I always bring a bottle of water with me and I just sip it. It will either be just pure water or my electrolyte mix. What am I thinking here? What's my mental focus during the pre-race? I'm going to set up my transition. I'm going to go over the checklist for transition era. I'm going to get ready for the warm-up if I have that opportunity. Do a small bike to make sure the bike is okay. Now this race in Hawaii, I don't have an opportunity to do a warm-up. So this here I would just delete. And again, this is just a sample, so you could use this to create your own plan. Now for the swim, my goal time was 34 minutes. My pacing goal, to start off at a controlled pace, and then after 200 meters, settle into my rhythm, and I want a negative split, which means that I want to get faster at the second half of the race. For the mental focus of the swim, the nutritional goal is blank. I'm not going to be taking in any calories. I'm going to try not to drink any of the ocean water. The mental focus. I want to have these thoughts in my head. I have trained well. I am in good shape and I deserve to be here. These couple of sayings is very important. This, for me, this race, Hawaii 7.3, it's a big race. There's a lot of people there. There's a lot of extremely fit people there. And it's super easy to get intimidated. Now, it doesn't matter what race you go to, even if it's a small race, all of us can feel anxious and nervous about going there. And we like butterflies in our stomach, and it's completely normal. So if you feel nervous, if you feel like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Are those thoughts happening? They're completely normal. It happens to all of us at no matter what level we're at. I still feel that way. So that's why I go to this race plan and I would go to the mental focus side. And during the swim, the thoughts that I have are, I have trained well, I'm in good shape, and I deserve to be here. Sometimes we get to races and you go, you know what? I don't deserve to be here. I feel like I'm just pretending to be here. Sometimes I feel like that. And I have to remind myself, no, I am a triathlete, I've trained, and I deserve to be here. I will swim well, and focus on turnover and a strong finish. For me, that's what I want to focus on for that swimming section, is a fast turnover or quick turnover and a strong finish. So the finish of the stroke, the back end. Okay, that's a swim. Let's move on to T1, or the first transition. My goal time is 2.5 minutes. My pacing goal is a steady pace, and don't rush, don't panic. My nutritional goal is gonna have water at the first table and rinse the salt water from my mouth. And my mental focus is I'm gonna start thinking about my transition during the last 100 meters of the swim, and do not panic. And remind myself, you know what, Todd, enjoy this. Enjoy myself. You are in Kona. People would kill to be where you're at. So enjoy this. Okay, so that's the first transition. Let's go to the bike. My goal time is 2 hours and 35 minutes. My pacing goal is to start off slow. That should be off. Start off slow, get my shoes on properly and feel comfortable, and gradually increase my pace and keep my power at 200 to 210 watts. For me, when I'm on the bike, I like to look at my power. I train by power, I like to race by power, and I will also race by heart rate. So in this category, I can also put the heart rate that I want to stay at for the race, which is going to be probably about 150 to 155 heart rate for me. My nutritional goal on the bike is I want to take a block, so that would be a Clif block, every 10 minutes. And I want to finish 2 bottles of hydrate, that's amped hydrate, that's my electrolyte mix, throughout the race. And I'll probably take another bottle, just thinking about this as I'm going through it. And so you can always change this, and that's why it's good to review it over and over. I would add one more bottle of fluid, and I would pick that up during the race at one of the aid stations. And I'm going to use my watch as a reminder to myself to keep fueling. Because sometimes when you're racing, you forget to take in the calories, you forget to drink. So if you can take your watch and put on a timer to beep every 15 minutes, that's a great reminder for you to take in the calories. And my other nutritional goal here is I'm going to take 2 licks of base salt every aid station. And I find that really helps for me to getting in the salt. Now, my mental focus on the bike is, first one is cadence. So I want to spin, do not push the pedals. And I'll ask myself this question is, how relaxed am I? Right, so throughout the bike ride, you want to stay relaxed, not being tense, not being stressed out, staying relaxed. Another question I like to ask myself, am I aero enough? Sometimes when I'm racing, I find that I don't stay in the aero position as much as I should. And it's just me, I'm more comfortable up, and I have to say, get down, get aero. Aero is faster, Todd, so remind yourself to get aero. I do have a tendency to sit up a lot. And my other things that I have in my head, I have this one, I am fast. And the other one is calm. So just calm. And just by saying those, I'm fast, it makes me go, okay, I'm fast, I can do this. And calm is like, okay, I can relax my body while still going fast. So those are the thoughts that I have in my head during the bike. The second transition, my goal target, time target is 3 minutes. My pacing goal is steady and smooth, not rushed. So very similar to T1, right? Now, the nutritional goal for T2 is, you see, I put steady in here, so it shouldn't say steady, but I'm gonna take a bathroom break if needed, sunscreen, arm and leg. So those are additional things you can put in. For me, for the nutrition, what I would put in here, I'd say, okay, Todd, you're gonna be taking some base salt, and you're gonna probably take 1 gel, and some Gatorade at the aid station, and then get out. That would be T2. Don't spend a lot of time in there. And my mental focus for T2 is this. Steady. Do not throw your bike or your helmet, so stay in control. Breathe. When I say breathe, it just helps me breathe and stay relaxed. And think about putting your shoes and socks on properly. Sometimes when I'm doing T2, I get in a rush and I want to go fast, fast, fast. But if you're going to wear socks, if you do not put the socks on properly or your shoes on properly, you might find that like 10K down into the race, you're like, things are bunching up and you're not feeling well, so you have to stop and adjust anyways. So it does make sense to just Be patient in transition, put them on properly, and then move on. Okay, let's move on to the last phase, which is the run. My target time is 1:40. My pacing goal is to even split. So run each kilometer sub 4:30, which would have to be adjusted, I believe. I think 4:30 is too quick for 1:40. So I'd have to adjust that. But make sure that you know, you make sure that when you're going into the race, you know what pace you want to hit per kilometer or per mile. And for me, because if you're running and you look at your watch and you look at the pace and you don't know what that means, then how do you know if you're going too fast or too slow, right? So it's good to know what pace you're at. I'm going to show you how to do that in a moment. But the last thing I'm thinking about for pacing is run the last kilometer strong and as fast as possible. And as fast as possible does not mean as fast as I can go for a kilometer. It really means as fast as I can go at the end of the race, which is different because you're just trying to keep going and staying ahead of someone behind you and pushing the best you can. So just trying to keep your momentum going without slowing down. Okay, my nutritional goal here is to drink at every aid station. So I'm gonna have water, and I like to take in Red Bull. In Hawaii, they offer Red Bull, and I like that. I want to take a gel at the 6 kilometer, 12 kilometer, and 18 kilometer mark. I'm also going to have ice in baggies. Now, that's not really nutritional, but what that does is it allows me to cool my body, so I put in the nutrition there as well. And I'm going to take a lick of the salt, which is, again, that base salt, 3 times every 15 minutes. Or if I need to take it more often, I will. So the thing is, if your body feels off, like if you're starting to shake a little bit or you just feel off, take more of that salt. So that base salt is, to me, it's a game changer. And especially in hot conditions, you want to take in some salt, okay? My mental thoughts during the run are concentrate on breathing, staying smooth and in control. You want to smile, wave, high five everyone I know. You know what? This is fun. This is not your job. You are not a professional triathlete. So get out there and have fun and enjoy it. I know it's hard work. I get that. But at the same time, I want you to enjoy it. Then you're going to do post-race. For post-race, your nutritional goal for, or mine was have a drink of a bottle of water and then start some solid food intake. And yeah, it's depending on how you feel. You want to get food and calories in you, but again, if you're not feeling up to it, you can wait a little bit, but don't wait too long. Try to get those calories in within 15, 20 minutes if you can. Do not try to stay by yourself too long. Get calories in. It will help you recover, okay? And every 2 hours, eat a small meal or snack. And my mental focus is to congratulate those that finish in front of me and behind me, and I want to stay positive no matter what my time or place. And that's really, really important. A lot of times you cross a finish line and you're not happy with your time, and this damn time sometimes dictates how we feel, and it shouldn't. Don't let that happen. So think about how your race went by feeling. How did it go? And when you cross that finish line, how do you feel? That's more important than that time. I promise you it is. So try not to look at the time. Ask yourself, how do you feel about your race? And hold on to that as long as you can, because this time can sometimes just destroy how you felt in the race. And I think that's really unfortunate. And congratulate yourself for a good race. And below this, there's a spot here for you to create your race plan. So use my template or my sample, and please do yours, right? Take some time to do it. It can take a while to do. And then after the race, you can do a post-race analysis. Same thing, you go, well, how well did I do at following the race plan? And write it down so that we can use this to going forward to the next race. And this is how we learn, okay? Now, I just did this a while ago. I created this plan yesterday. And what I did is I adjusted the swim time, I adjusted the transition time, I adjusted the bike time, T2, and a run time. The reason why I adjusted those times is what I did is I looked at last year's results. So I pulled them up and I go, what were my results? And I just plugged them back in here. I go, am I in the same fitness that I was last year? And I go, I think I'm pretty close. So those are gonna be pretty close. If I was in better shape, say if I was in better shape, then I could give myself you know, a better target than last year. But if you're not, if you're in worse shape than last year, look at last year's results, but don't put in targets that are faster than last year if you're in worse shape, because you're not gonna get faster. And just by making a plan with fast times or fast targets, and you're not gonna make it just because you have a plan. Your body needs to be in shape, and that's why all this training is important. And the training plan, or what you've done in the last month, is super important. So the first thing I want you to do is, after you've done this, look at the results from last year, and you could use them as you're making it to come up with ideas on your times. But you can fine-tune it by your most recent results. Now, how I do that, I'm going to go into Training Peaks. And I think many of you are on Training Peaks, and it's a great way to document and keep record of your data. So let me go into, I'm going to show you how I do this. Okay, I've logged into my account now, and I have the coaching version, which is very similar to the premium package. If you don't have the premium package and you want to do analysis like this, and if I'm coaching you, I can help you. But if I'm not coaching you, then the best way to do it is to upgrade to the premium package so you have that data. It just makes it that much easier. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to go up to dashboard, and I'm going to go to the metrics that I'm interested in are peak pace. All right, so this is, let's expand this graph to peak pace. And this is over the last 28 days, okay? And I want to look at, say, my threshold values. Threshold can be based on a 30-minute test typically. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to go over here to 30, all right, right there. And it shows me what my peak pace for the 30 minutes is, which is 4:35. Now, if I go over to the right, I know it's cut off on your view, but my peak pace is 509 minute kilometers, right? So my goal, remember my target pace for the race was 430, sub 430, which I think is too quick. And if I go to my peak 30 minute pace, I know it's cut off here, but it's there, it says it's 4:35. So really, I probably would need to adjust my pace time to be 4:45 to 4:50, just being realistic for the run. Okay, so you do the same thing. Go and see what you've done for the last little bit, and you need to adjust, because if you haven't, the thing is, if you haven't been holding that those paces in training, you're not gonna hold it in the race. Right, there's a chance that you may be able to have, you know, one of these glorious races that just happen, but typically the data that you've done over the last month will show you where you're going to go. Okay, so that is the run. I'm going to show you how I do the bike. It's very similar. I go, oh, the other thing you can do too, so that's pace on the run. You can do the same thing with peak heart rate. I'm going to keep it in a small section here so you can see it, because I know when I blow it up, it gets out of that screen capture window. So if I go over here again to peak 30, my peak 30 heart rate is 174. So that would be like my threshold for 30 minutes. If I go up to 160, it's going to drop down to 162. That tells me that, okay, Todd, if you are going to be doing a half marathon in the heat, your heart rate should not be in the 170s, because you can only hold that for 30 minutes, right? For longer than that, you should be 160. So it says 162. So for me, for the long, I can hold 162 for 60 minutes. My race is going to be about an hour 45. I need to be a little bit below that. So if I set a target of 160 beats per minute, I should be okay. Peak pace for swim, to be honest, I don't even care about the swim pace, because I'm just swimming. And I'm never one of those people. I know I've coached some people before, and I honestly, I'm not a fan of it, is that when you're swimming, you stop and look at your pace and see how you're doing. I'm not a fan. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. I'm just not a fan. I think for swimming, we need to really think about feel for the water. And that's why swimming by feel is so important. When it comes to race time, you're not looking at numbers. It's all about feeling about how you're doing in the water. So my race is going to come down to feel in the water. And that's what, and I want you to focus on feel too. Anyways, let's go on to the bike. Where is my bike power? Do you guys see it? Right here, peak power. Let's see if I can move this over there so you can see the chart. Okay, and again, I have it selected for the last 28 days, so like basically the last month. Now, if I go down to peak 30 minutes, my peak 30 power was 236 watts, okay? Let's go out to an hour. It's 222. Let's go out to 90 minutes, it's 213. And that's giving me a really good idea of where to hold. And I know that if I can do 90 minutes at 213, there's probably a very good chance that I could hold just under that for 2.5 hours. So I'm looking at 200 watts or just below. But I definitely could not hold 30 minutes, which is 236. So that's way too high, right? So it has to be below your threshold value. So remember, when you're looking at your threshold values, that's usually for 30 minutes, which is usually kind of like an estimate of what you can hold for 1 hour, right? But then you can't do much else after. So for example, my threshold here for power is 236. So I could probably hold 236 for an hour, given her. But then I would be, the power would just drop down. And you don't want that. In racing, you want to have a nice, steady effort throughout. And you want to keep that pace around. What's going to change depending on the race? For this example, we're looking at a 70.3. You're looking at a percentage of about 75 to 80% effort. That's what you want to hold for a half Ironman distance. As you go up to the Ironman distance, well, then that percentage has to drop. You're looking at probably 70 to 75%. 77% effort. If you're doing Olympic distance, then you can go 80 to 85% effort. You're pushing pretty good. And for a sprint, you can go 85 up to 90%. Okay? So as the distance in the race is short, you can go pretty fast and pretty hard. But as it gets longer, right, the distances increase and you're out there for a much longer time, then your target heart rate, your target pace, your target perceived effort, all has to be lower. So I do recommend you do that. I want you to print off the sample race plan. I want you to fill it out in great detail. I want to put your estimated times, put in your pace heart rates, your pace powers. You can put in your pace time if you want, your speed. All those things help create a really good picture for you heading into the race. Now, nutritional goals. I know a lot of people have questions about nutrition. Let me go back to, where do I even have that? Give me a moment, to the nutrition plan here. The idea is, these are my thoughts on nutrition, okay? For breakfast, myself, I really don't have breakfast. I just delete that whole thing. This is an old race plan, so I don't really follow it so much. It's close, it's really close. But for breakfast, I'm not going to have the OJ bagel, water, eggs. For me, I don't do it. When I do a training ride on Saturdays, like when we go out for, you know, 4 or 5 hours, I don't eat breakfast. My breakfast starts when I'm on the bike, 30 minutes in, I have a bar. And so that's how I do it. Pre-race is important. For me and for everyone else, you should be sipping on a bottle with electrolyte in it, okay? So that's where you should be starting. But if you're someone who needs breakfast, and I get some people need breakfast, then make sure it's small, it's light, and it's 2 to 3 hours before the start of your race, which is early. So if your race is starting at 7, then you need to eat between 4 and 5 o'clock. Is that right? 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 4 or 5 o'clock. And for me, I'd rather sleep than wake up to eat. And I've done enough of these races to know that I can survive without having breakfast. And it's one of those mental switches that you have to change. And you also have to fuel your body properly throughout the week so that you can do that. The swim, no nutritional goal, right? Transition. You can have, you can take a gel. Oh, one more thing that I don't have in here that's important and I should put in here is just before the start, like 5 minutes before the start of the swim, I will take a gel. Like a gel is about 100 calories. It doesn't matter what kind of gel it is. I just take something that's I have available, and I'll have my bottle that I'm sipping on 5 minutes or so before the start, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 15. Take the gel down with water, throw in the garbage, then go warm up. Okay. The bike. I really want you to get out your notepads, your pens, get out your data from your training rides that you've done in the last 2 months, right? Have you taken notes? I hope so. So go back to those notes and see what has worked for you, okay? And if you haven't taken any notes, I know there's some of you out there that have not taken notes and you just kind of fly by the seat of your pants. This is what I like to do for the bike. As long as it's not crazy hot out, like if it's like, I'm in Canada, so I would say if we're 20 to 23 degrees, which is not that, it's okay temperature. Try to go through one bottle on the bike of fluid. I like taking calories in there too, so I'll have electrolyte mix in there as well. If it's warmer, when I'm in Hawaii, for example, it can be close to 30 degrees. I will probably go through a bottle and a half an hour. So I need to increase that because I'm sweating more. But in addition to that, so I'm going to have electrolyte in the bottle, right? And that's probably up to about 50 calories. And you can write this down, right? So say for me, one bottle, 50 calories. I'm going to take in, I said I'm going to be taking in, I was going to say shot blocks, but they're not shot blocks. They're always in my head. They're not called shot blocks anymore. They're called blocks. Now, who makes them again? Cliff blocks. There's about 200 calories. About 200 calories in the six pieces. And I'm going to take six pieces over the hour. So that's going to be 200 calories. So 200 plus 50, I'm at 250. Okay. If you are a bigger person, you need more calories. If you're a smaller person, you need smaller calories or less calories. And so if I gave you a number of like try to shoot for 300, that may be too much if you weigh 100 pounds, but it may not be enough if you weigh 250 pounds. So that's why when you're training, you really need to pay attention to what you're eating and what your stomach can and cannot tolerate. For me, I know my bottle with the electrolyte, which is Isagenix Amped Hydrate, good. I've already forgot what they're called. Those blocks, right? Those Cliff blocks, they work well for me. They're like candy. I love those things, so I can have 250 calories an hour easy. I know that that works well for me, and I can race on that. The other thing I like to do is I'll have a bento box. My bike is right here. I know you can't see it. But on the top tube, I'll have a bento box, and that's where I put the Cliff blocks. And I'll also take some salt, as long as it's not raining out. If it's raining out, this whole thing, this idea doesn't work. I take some salt and I put it in the bento box, I shake it in. It's that I'm taking in the base salt, right? And I'm just gonna say blocks. You know what I'm talking about. Those blocks are in there. They get kind of coated with salt, and they're, for me, I think they're delicious. I love salt. So I'm taking in the blocks, one every 10 minutes, plus at the same time, I'm taking in salt. So for a race that's hot and humid, like boom, that works really, really well, okay? So on the bike, I am targeting one bottle an hour, plus my electrolyte mix in there. And I'm taking in the blocks, which is about 200. So for me, I'm a person that weighs about, I think I'm 145 pounds. I try to get in about 250 calories per hour, plus the water. When I'm going through an aid station, when it's hot, I will grab a bottle. I may not drink it. Bottle of water, head to toe, cool myself off. Very good. Okay, running. I like to drink at every single aid station out there, whether I'm drinking water, Gatorade, or Powerade, not Powerade, but Red Bull. When it's so hot out, I like to just take the fluid in. Again, you listen to your stomach, and if it says stop, then stop. You don't want to, sometimes you take in too much water and you can end up vomiting, so you don't want to do that. So listen to your body, but cool off. You can take the water and cool off, put it on your head. A really good trick that we learned in Puerto Rico a few years ago at a hot race is you take a sandwich baggie, right? And you pick that up with you in transition, the T2, and you run with it and you come to an aid station and you open it up. It's like trick or treat. And say, hey, do you have any ice? And they'll put ice in it. You can zip it up. You can put it in your chest, put it in your back, put it down your pants, wherever you want to help cool off. You can get two bags and do the same thing. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes the races don't have ice. We did a race in California, they didn't have ice. Hawaii usually has ice, and it's a great, great way to help cool your body down, especially when you're not used to racing in the heat. Canada, you know, where I live, it's not that hot for most of the time. So when we go to a hotter temperature, that works really, really well for us, is a Ziploc bag with the ice. On the run, just to reiterate, drink at every aid station. I'm still running with the salt, bay salt. It's in a container. What I do is I stick it in my suit up here, and my suit's pretty tight, so it just stays there. I'm running, I take it. Take some licks when I need it. I think I'm taking about 3 licks every 15 minutes or whenever I need it. What I learned a couple of years ago is when I feel my pace slowing down or I feel like something not quite right, take salt and it picks me up and I keep going. And again, remember, I'm a guy that loves salt. So for me, it's a good connection that I need more salt. And I will either run with the blocks, the Cliff blocks, look, I got it right there. The Cliff blocks, or I will take in gels at the aid stations. Not every aid station will have the gel, so please be aware of which aid station is offering what. Sometimes they offer bars, gels, or fruit, or other ones just do this, you know, gels or bars, or one maybe just fluid. So just be careful that when you make this plan, that you can pick up a gel if you're picking it up from the organizers, or just take the stuff with you, carry it with you, so you know you have it. And that's not a bad idea, is carrying your stuff. Although on the other hand, you don't want to carry too much stuff. It's nice to be light. Okay, so I'm going to stop you there. I want you to now print off the sample race plan. I want you to complete it. Fill it out. Okay, and as the days leading up to the race, I want you to review this every day so that when you get to the race, it is in your head, it's fresh, and you know your numbers, you know your goals, and you know what to do, you know what you're thinking, and it becomes second nature. And those butterflies that we normally get, you might find that you don't get as many butterflies, so you're prepared and you're ready for this, okay? So good luck with this, have fun with it, and let me know how it goes. This is Coach Dodd saying thank you very much, and happy training.